We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to This Week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by GoPuff. We've all been there. Late in the fourth quarter, Alabama's game is getting tight, and all of a sudden, you need a refill. What do you do? Tell you what I do. Order all my stuff on GoPuff. I know I'm not hitting the store mid-game, I got a TV to yell at, but GoPuff delivers in minutes, so I don't even have to give up my spot on the couch. GoPuff, of course, is great on game day, but I use them for everything. Laundry day, first day, classes, late night studying, late night other things. I've got snacks, drinks, cleaning stuff, school supplies, and tons more. Give it a shot. Find GoPuff in the App Store and download now. Use code VARSITY at checkout for $10 off your first two orders. Order minimum may apply. Offer valid through 1-1-2022. Hello again, everybody. I'm Roger Hoover. It's time to take a look at the best of CTSN programming from this past week. Last Saturday, Alabama won the Iron Bowl in dramatic fashion, coming out on top down on the Plains 24-22 in four overtimes. This week on the network started with a quick look back at the Iron Bowl. Corey Reimer joined Eli Gold for the season's final Crimson Tide Rewind on Monday night from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Vestavia Hills.
You could hear it through the TV set. I mean, that stadium was rocking. And, unfortunately for us, it was not much cheering going on for the Alabama side. Defense played extremely well, but you know the fans had to be exhausted. I mean, that was just one of the best instant classic Iron Bowls that you've seen in a long time. Luckily for us, we love it a lot more because we were on the winning side of it. But it was just a great game. Not a game that you expected this year, especially from both of these teams. A defensive juggernaut. It just never occurred to me that this was going to be a low-scoring, end of regulation tied 10-10. I never would have guessed that if you asked me 1,000 times. I would have never said that.
As we started to turn our attention to this Saturday's matchup with Georgia in the SEC Championship game, it was time for two editions of Crimson Drive on Tuesday and Thursday, driven by Tuscaloosa Toyota. First, it was time for a detailed scouting report on Georgia from their radio broadcaster, Scott Howard, for The Other Booth. He shared thoughts on the journey that Georgia's had this season, starting with the season opener against Clemson.
You know, since that game, I mean, that's really the only close ball game that Georgia has played this season. That was a 7-point game, 10-3. Clemson didn't score a touchdown. And then after that, it was, I mean, Georgia has just run off. Let me run down the schedule here. You know, UAB 56-7, South Carolina 40-13, Vanderbilt 62-0, Arkansas 37-0, Auburn 34-10. It just went on and on and on. And Georgia has beaten their opponents all season long by, you know, 17, 20, 25 points or more on a consistent basis, including the last game at Georgia Tech last week, 45-0. So we've seen this team dominate early in ball games, you know, and kind of have their way with how they wanted it to end in the second half. Get a lot of players in the ball game, usually in the fourth quarter. There's a lot of guys deep in the roster that have gotten a lot of snaps, so which is good. That's good for the experience. That's good for the morale of the team, certainly. And you know, those are the guys that are going to be playing in the future. So it's great to get them that in-game experience. But it's been an amazing ride for Georgia really this year because of the way they've been able to win ball games and really dominate their opponent.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
We were also joined by Katie Windham of Sports Illustrated's Bama Central for Writers Row. She talked about how Alabama has faced some adversity this season, perhaps more than we've seen from Georgia.
Somebody asked Kirby Smart about that on the teleconference, and he's like, we faced adversity. We faced it at practice. That's a little different than a game. And not to say that you have to face adversity to be able to win games, but I think this game on Saturday will be close. And so Georgia really has not been in that situation this year since maybe the first week against Clemson. And that, I believe, 10-3 game, which really, you know, necessarily wasn't even that close, which is kind of a defensive slugfest. But yeah, Alabama has proven that they can come back. You know, Saban has said, he said after the game and since, we don't want to put ourselves into that position where we're always having to come back. He was saying a lot of it is the mistakes that they make themselves, but they've proven that they can come back if they need to. And we've seen the last two times Alabama and Georgia have played in the SEC title in 2012 and 2018. Those have been two of the closest played games really in the Saban era. The most, you know, head-to-head games that the games have gone. And so I think it'll be that way on Saturday. And so in that area, Alabama definitely has an advantage over Georgia that they've played in those types of games multiple times.
Thursday night, of course, meant it was time for our SEC Championship game preview from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Eli Gold and media guest Nick Kelly of the Tuscaloosa News were joined by Coach Saban at the restaurant, and Coach gave his final word of the night, presented by Mercedes-Benz.
Yeah, I think this is a great opportunity for our team, our fans, and everyone else, you know, to support, you know, this team who has, you know, been young and had shown a lot of resiliency and grit, played a lot of coast games. But it's an opportunity to play a good team that, you know, not a lot of people think we're going to have success in. But I think, you know, we've all can probably think of some occasion in our life where somebody told us that there was something that we couldn't do. I know when I was growing up, you know, they told me pumping gas at my dad's service station, you'll never graduate from college. You know, you'll be back here working in the coal mines before long. And so there's always some occasion where you have a great opportunity to overcome adversity. And this is why this makes it a special game for our players. And our players haven't been in this situation very often because they usually go into the game with people expecting them to win.
Right.
And I think, you know, sometimes that takes the fun out of it. But Georgia has a great team. This is a great opportunity for our team. And we're going to do everything we can to get our guys to step up. And I know our fans that are there will help us do that the best they can. And I want to thank everybody for all the support that you've given our team this year. The atmosphere in Bryant-Denny Stadium has been great. The student body has been great. And I know the players appreciate it. And, you know, that special atmosphere, all the recruits that, you know, come here, want to be a part of that. And you create all that for us. And your support is what helps us help our players be successful. And we appreciate that more than you know.
This has been Roger Hoover. Thank you for listening this week on the Crimson Tide Sports Network, presented by GoPuff. To listen or watch full episodes of the content you just heard, be sure to like the Crimson Tide Sports Network on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. You can also watch our video show archives on YouTube, and it's easy to subscribe to the Alabama Insider Podcast on all podcast platforms. Remember, our coverage of Alabama football against Georgia in the SEC Championship game this Saturday begins at noon Central on the network, with kickoff at 3 p.m. on your local radio affiliate or worldwide on the Varsity Network app. Thanks for listening, and roll Tide!